The 2025 Trump administration has been going back and forth with universities seeking to impose a conservative ideological agenda on higher education throughout their country. Universities like Princeton and Columbia were some of the first targets, more recently Harvard University. In a lawsuit filed in April, Harvard fights back, arguing that the Trump administration's actions are unconstitutional. With higher education under threat across the country, we wanted to hear what some voices from Portland State University had to say.
What is your name, my friend?
My name's Quinn.
What is your name?
My name is Faith.
Okay, what is your name?
Isaac.
What is your name?
I am Milo Loza.
What is your name?
I'm Eli.
What is your name, my friend?
Torrent.
On April 11th, the U.S. Department of Education sent a letter to Harvard University with a list of demands. They included ceasing the use of diversity, equity, and inclusion in admissions and hiring, limiting the admissions of international students, requiring Harvard to make an anti-Semitism task force, and audit programs for viewpoint diversity. Harvard refused. The Trump administration then froze their funding. And in response, Harvard has sued them back, saying the freeze violates their First Amendment rights. What do you think about this, and is it a cause for concern, and why?
I mean, I definitely think it's a cause for concern that the current administration wants to roll back efforts to make sure everyone is equally represented and spoken for, and not even spoken for, just have their voices elevated. I mean, any entity is well within their rights to say they don't agree with what the administration is doing and has every right to stand their ground and keep up trying to help the voices that have been suppressed for so long. Yeah, I think there's definitely concern has been well warranted for what the administration's doing, but I think anyone fighting back, anyone pushing back to any extent is just showing that, you know, even though through the Electoral College, Trump and subsequently the administration was put there, it doesn't speak for a majority of the country. And I mean, I think we can see a lot of people, if slowly and maybe a little behind schedule, like coming to realize like what exactly he stands for.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think DEI is super important, and the fact that this Trump administration is trying to erase DEI, I personally think it is a tactic to uphold white supremacy in America and create opportunities specifically for white people. And I think that education and colleges are a place for everybody to learn, no matter their background. And I think education is a right for all. And the fact that this administration is trying to maneuver in ways that manipulates universities and colleges on funding basics is just, I just think it's abhorrent. I think it's very wrong. And I think it is a very much a downturn in our current society.
Yeah, I would say it's a cause for concern. It's obviously the administration interfering with the voices and just the lives of young people in universities. Yeah, it's definitely not a good thing, that's for sure.
It sounds bad, from what I can tell. Taking away the thing that prevents discrimination.
Well, I mean, just setting aside the whole like political implications of it, there's kind of the fact that the president doesn't have the right to allocate or deallocate funds. Like that's, we are in a constitutional crisis right now because only Congress has that ability. And the responsibility of the president under the Constitution is to implement, you know, whatever the law says based on whatever Congress says is the law. Like it's bad enough that they're, you know, attacking education, but we don't need to wait for the president to just like, you know, ignore SCOTUS or whatever. Like we keep on waiting to see like, oh, when are we going to finally, you know, admit that the Constitution is getting by, like the Constitution has been violated. We are in a constitutional crisis. Like this is a lawless country now. So it's kind of just surprising to me that people are not like lighting fires and things now, just because like, you know, the law doesn't really mean anything if they're able to do that.
I do think it's a little concerning, especially since, you know, it's their university. They should have the right to do what they want to do. They set the policies. I mean, here, you know, Portland State University has the right to set what policies they want for their students and how many international students they want to admit and what kind of diversity policies that they want. So I think it's just a little concerning when you have a big government administration kind of closing down on that and stopping that kind of funding, especially at a Harvard. So, well, yeah, it's pretty concerning, I would say.
Yeah, I definitely think it's a cause for concern. The U.S. has such an important role in the world when it comes to higher education. We produce the most significant research anywhere in the world, and much of that contribution comes from students from diverse backgrounds, whether it's domestic or foreign. And much of our education is funded through the federal government. And the reason that it has public funding is because we do research that benefits the public at large, whether it's medicine, public health, the natural sciences. And so when this kind of research gets published, I think it has a greater impact. And when that kind of funding is reduced or when the collaborative efforts are curtailed, I think it has a huge impact on higher education in the United States.
Multiple international students at universities in Oregon have had their visas revoked without explanation, forcing them to leave the country on short notice. The Trump administration demanded that Harvard deny admission to international students who they say are, quote unquote, hostile to American values. Mm-hmm. Do you think it's important to have international students at American colleges, and why?
Yeah, absolutely. The diversity from throughout the world is what makes the country what it is. I know what they mean by traditional American values, and I think a lot of people are aware of what they really mean, but I would argue that what they state are traditional American values are not actually the values that most Americans hold. I mean, I feel like having international representation is having American representation. There's not one person that can represent all of America because we are so diverse throughout the country.
Yes, I think it's extremely important for international students to be at American colleges. I think it's really important for, again, everybody to have the opportunity to learn no matter background or identity. And I think bringing international students to America can really help in just collaboration and research and diversity. And I think these visas that are getting suddenly revoked without any explanation, without any transparency, is really harmful and really dangerous. It perpetuates harmful stereotypes against people when they label them as hostile, but then they don't give an explanation. It's just very much placing a stereotype on people, and I think it is a very dangerous narrative, and I think it's also leading again towards a white supremacist narrative that America has been like uprooted on. It is in the roots of our country, and therefore it will continue on, and we're just seeing this.
It's extremely important. It gives international students a chance to get an education and get an experience that they would not have otherwise. Like, one of my closest friends was an exchange student from Japan. So, like, I don't know, and it's really good for young people to meet people from different places that have different perspectives and different cultures. I think it's extremely important.
Certainly. Because it adds to the diversity, and every international student I meet gives me insight on their country and how my life differs from their own, and gives me a whole different perspective, not only on other places, but on my own life. I have a couple of examples of that too.
That's just obvious, right? Like, yes, we need all sorts of students. Even if you're talking about like keeping the U.S. competitive or whatever, like you're improving the U.S. in the eyes of other countries by, you know, empowering their citizens with, you know, like first class education. So there's not really any downside to accepting students. Again, this is a constitutional crisis. Like, why am I following the laws? Why don't I just punch you in the face right now? There's nothing stopping me if, you know, the government doesn't exist, because the Constitution apparently doesn't exist.
Yeah, I do think it's important, not just for one, to have a diversity of people and culture here, but I mean, if people abroad want to come to the U.S. and study, I think that's what they should do. I mean, it's kind of what our country was founded on, was people coming in, improving our culture, and kind of assimilating like into one identity, into the American people. So, you know, we're from all over the place. I mean, I'm mixed race. My grandparents are immigrants, so that revoking student visas, especially, I mean, it doesn't seem like there was really any reason to, unless they're like violent or whatever. But if they're just studying and trying to get further their education, you know, I think it's wrong to revoke student visas just to send them back to the country. I mean, everybody should come here and have the opportunity to learn. So,
first of all, I don't think characterizing international students as having hostile values is appropriate because everyone has like very different perspectives. Now, I have a unique perspective because I'm a PhD economist. I have taught a lot of students who come from multiple backgrounds, and I can tell you part of what they bring, their scholarship into the classroom, benefits a lot of us Americans as well. And so not only is it disruptive to the higher education learning environment, but I think the whole rhetoric is just completely misguided.
That was what some folks at Portland State University had to say regarding the Trump administration versus higher education. For KBOO News, I'm Dejan.